Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Ambassador John Bolton, former National Security Advisor to the President of the United States, former Ambassador to the United Nations on the Bush administration, now writing at the Telegraph about this one-year anniversary, a very sad time, of something like Pearl Harbor hitting our ally Israel. However, John reminds me in his column, there was a moment that first week after the October 7th attack in which it was everywhere, and I do the reporting, so I'm very cautious. Do not jump to conclusions. There is no smoking gun. I remember that metaphor all the time, connecting the attack in Gaza with Iran. John, a very good evening to you. How was that in any fashion part of the news?
Good evening. Well, I think it was critical to the Biden administration, which, like its predecessors, the Obama and Clinton administrations, have basically been of the view they don't want to get anything credibility that might impede them cutting a deal on nuclear issues with Iran. It's like a holy grail. And the thought that Iran, which after all was designated a state sponsor of terrorism by Ronald Reagan, that's how far back it goes. But the idea that Iran could be connected with the Hamas brutality of last October 7th would obviously be the death knell for any prospect of giving the regime of the Ayatollahs any credibility to get into a deal at all. So it just became imperative, and it's they've fought for it and fought for it for months, that somehow Hamas had just decided to do this on its own, just woke up one morning and said, let's attack Israel. Contrary to the strategic logic, contrary to the reality that Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis and other terrorist groups were armed, equipped, trained, and financed by Iran, not for the benefit of the terrorist proxies, but for the benefit of Iran. So the Biden administration began leaking, quote unquote, intelligence that they had found. And people in the media were saying, as you point out, no smoking gun. There's several things that refute that, not least of which was, as people may have noticed, U.S. and Israeli intelligence, and in fact, as far as I know, all Western intelligence, missed the attack coming itself. So did they miss the direct smoking gun order from Iran to Hamas to attack? Well, of course they didn't see it, because if they had, the attack wouldn't have been a surprise, would it?
1 year later, you write of the 180 ballistic missile assault on Israel. And yet, oddly, and I don't help me understand this, John, there are voices, Thomas Friedman of the New York Times, a very prominent voice, suggesting that this was done by the IRGC as a rogue organization. How is it that Iran is not responsible for those missiles?
Well, Tom Friedman had a very interesting point where he, based on Israeli sources that he obviously felt confident enough to rely on, that the relatively new Iranian president, Pezeshkian, learned of the attack on Israel just imminently before it occurred. And, you know, if the president of Iran, who is number two to the supreme leader in the hierarchy, if he doesn't even know about it until it's late to do anything, that tells you a lot about the civilian non-clerical government of Iran to this day, which goes to this intelligence that the Biden administration leaked, that there were people in the Iranian government who were surprised by the Hamas attack, thus inferentially proving that the Iranian government didn't know about it. Well, I'll guarantee you that there were people in the government of Iran who were surprised, probably everybody in the foreign ministry. If I were part of the Revolutionary Guards and the Quds Force, I wouldn't tell the Iranian foreign ministry anything. But just as they basically didn't tell the president anything before last week's ballistic missile attack. That's the way it works. The Revolutionary Guard take their orders directly from the Supreme Leader, and the President and the Foreign Ministry are interesting afterthoughts.
It is now routine to say a seven-front war. It is now routine to say that the Ring of Fire or the octopus, that's a metaphor that's used also, includes, and then run down the list of the guerrilla organizations firing rockets. Is that not acceptable for Washington? Am I using a metaphor that Washington refutes?
Well, I think increasingly it's just impossible to deny the reality, although the Biden administration is still working hard at it. And so you hear still in the media, oh, the threat of a wider war escalation. The government of Israel, the people of Israel, have been in a wider war for 1 year now on these seven fronts, the Houthis in Yemen, Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Iranian proxies on the in the West Bank of the Jordan River, the Houthis in Yemen, as I mentioned, Hezbollah in Lebanon, Shia militia groups in Iraq and Syria, and obviously Iran itself. That reality has been there for Israel. The potential of an attack on any one of these seven fronts has been there, and the fact that it may be hotter today than it was 6 months ago doesn't mean that we're suddenly getting into a wider war. Israel, militarily and politically, has had to deal with that for the entire year.
Let's go with another version of this, which is that this is a war between Israel and the Palestinians. Is that still used in Washington, the Palestine War?
Absolutely. And it has nothing to do with the fate of the Palestinians. These take Hamas, which is, it's true, it's an Arab Sunni group, but it is a proxy of Iran because it suits Iran's interests to make it part of what Iran itself calls the Ring of Fire strategy around Israel. So Hamas, in effect, for the Ayatollahs in Tehran, is expendable, and they have pretty well expended it. And Hezbollah may be going through the same fate now. It's not to say that the Ring of Fire strategy is succeeding. It is failing. But that's not a reason to say that's not the strategy. That's just denying reality.
Iran is the aggressor. Iran is the predator state. Does Washington accept that?
Well, I think in the increasingly closed circles around the Biden White House, it's all part of the cycle of violence, the action and reaction, the attack and retaliation, where moral equivalence dominates, and the fact that the people doing the attacking are terrorists whose basic modus operandi is to meld the civilian world into the military world, something the West has been trying to separate for centuries. And the country defending itself is a free and democratic society that opposes being the target of terrorists. And it's just the cycle of violence. They say it over and over again.
And John, here we are 1 year in, and I do not see an end to this. Do you?
I don't see the end yet, but I will say after 1 year, while Israel has not finished the job, it has decimated the Hamas terrorist in Gaza. It is in the process of systematically doing the same to Hezbollah. Again, I underline, I concede, much work remains to be done. But as of today, these two arms of Iranian terrorist operations are substantially weakened. And as each individual terrorist group that Iran has sponsored and equipped becomes more vulnerable, becomes weaker, so too the Ayatollahs become weaker. We're now going to see what Prime Minister Netanyahu's government decides in its retaliation for last week's ballistic missile attack. We don't know. I personally think they should go after Iran's nuclear weapons program. But whatever it is, it will be a very strong response. And then we'll see what happens next.
John Bolton for the Daily Telegraph.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.